I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial. This week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, our topic is on obstacles. In today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we're going to be discussing turning obstacles into opportunities. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and get access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more. Bill and I are updating all the material that's in there. We got new lessons, new modules, and things like that coming out. We will be doing some more Q&As coming up very soon. And for those of you guys who are in the community, you are fantastic. The posts, the engagement, the way that you guys are, sharing your experience and really lifting, one another up along their personal development, journeys is awesome. There's accountability groups. There's so many things that are in there. You might as well just go and give it a shot and see what it's all about, because there's so much to talk about there. If you guys have any questions, you can email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. I'll make sure to take care of any questions or concerns you may have. All you got to do is go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links right below in the show notes. We hope to see you guys in the community very, very soon. So, let's get started with today's episode. I think by now, all of us understand that life is not going to go the way we want or expect all the time. Life is filled with ups, downs, lefts, rights, and after last year, they got curveballs and loops. Challenges and obstacles are expected along the way. It's just something that we know is going to happen. But so many people act surprised when they actually do happen. These obstacles can many times be difficult to deal with. They may be challenging. They'll challenge you. And they can cause you pain and setbacks in your plans and goals. Many people have the victim mentality when they look at these obstacles on their daily basis. And they look at these things as a bad thing. And in all fairness, at face value, it may seem that way. I don't blame you for thinking that way, especially when you're faced with multiple, obstacles at the same time. Or when people face obstacles when they believe that things are going well, or when it's finally going the way that they want it to, they look at them as a bad thing when things start to, take a slight turn. People always look at the opportunities or the obstacles as something completely negative because it is off course of what they expected, and instead of, sitting back, looking at what's actually happening and really, digesting what that obstacle is. We aren't looking at the obstacle as a whole. Obstacles, just like any other thing that causes to grow, tend to challenge us and make us very uncomfortable. This is why I say, obstacles are opportunities, because these things are the stuff that makes us grow. These are the things that make us go further. If we were never faced with any obstacles, we would not progress. So that's something I think everybody should kind of lock into their head and understand, is that obstacles, while you're going through them, may not feel the greatest. Obstacles, when you maybe just get over it, still may not feel the greatest. But as you continue to look back, and if you face certain obstacles multiple times, you're like, I know how to do this. This is no problem. That is growth and opportunity from there. This is also where you can help others, because you've been through a certain obstacle that they haven't, or they are currently going through. That's a very big thing. So many people dismiss that as being almost like a superpower, that you've been through a situation another person is currently going through, and you're able to guide them and kind of help them ease through that obstacle, which creates that opportunity for them instead of it being a negative thing. Sometimes while we're going through it and dealing with the obstacle, we can't see how it's an opportunity until we have already gotten over it. And that's because a lot of people are facing these obstacles in the lower energies. They're looking at it from the red zone, and they're also allowing their ego to take control while they're going through it. Yes, we'll push through it. Does it always have to be so bad? No. And that's what I want to get across today, is that when you look at these things as opportunities, it changes it just a little. Although seeing opportunities after you have completed or gotten over the obstacle isn't necessarily a bad thing. But my question for you today is, why can't we see all these obstacles as an opportunity while we're still going through them? Why can't we see an opportunity while we are going through an obstacle? I think that's an important question that many of you guys right now should ask yourself. What am I going through right now that I can see as an opportunity instead of just an obstacle or a challenge? Because that changes the perspective, that changes what you want to do, that changes how you want to complete and overcome this obstacle. So, well, there's a few things that we need to do in order to look at them in a different perspective, in a different light, in order to see the bright side of obstacles while we're currently going through them. So, just like every other Monday episode, here are my top three simple things we could do to start turning obstacles into opportunities. And the first one, very simple. Slow down. You hear Bill say this all the time. You'll hear me say this all the time. You need to slow down and stop going 200 miles an hour through certain things. You miss so much when you're going fast. You are not in control when you're just reacting and going through. Slow down. Take a second to look at the obstacle that's there. Look at all the opportunities that are attached to this obstacle. Start looking at it as a whole. Many people are just dealing with obstacles and looking at it as face value, as a challenge, as something negative. But if you look at that and you go through and you see how you come out of certain things, it's a whole different thing. You'll realize that obstacles and opportunities are, you know, two sides of the same coin. It's awesome when you get the skill and the ability to kind of step back and look at these things and understand and feel that you're going through many opportunities instead of many obstacles at the same time. Number two, be grateful and give thanks for all situations. Now, that does sound hard for many people to do while they're going through something that is considered challenging or an obstacle, especially because these things can be, you know, very negative in most cases for a lot of people. People talk about like cancer or losing a family member or doing all these certain things. And yes, I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm not saying that it's supposed to be a pleasant thing, but realize that all these things become opportunities at some point because you made it through an obstacle. You're able to relate to somebody who's maybe going through, you know, the cancer process and you have overcome and you're a survivor of cancer. Or the same thing with somebody who went from being homeless to, you know, just being able to get off their feet. All these things are obstacles, yes, in the time of what you're dealing with, but they are opportunities. There's so many times where these obstacles kind of relate us and bond us together to further opportunities, and we're only looking at them as challenges and negatives. The number three that I have, and this goes along with number two, to make obstacles into opportunities, help others, teach others, be there for others. Use your experience, use your obstacles or opportunities that you've overcome to share and help others. I have a friend. He's fantastic. I hung out with him all weekend. And just hearing him share his, you know, obstacles and struggles and challenges to other people who are going through something is awesome, because he shares stories about his life and things that he has overcome that are so far worse than a lot of people. And he's so humble, and it creates such an awesome individual. He's so caring. And if you would look at all the things that he's been through, you would think that, man, how's this person so happy? And how's this person, you know, always wanted to see other people, you know, succeed? And it's because he wants people to grow. He wants people to enjoy life. He wants people to enjoy the opportunities. This is what I mean. So many people look at it and it's like, oh, my situation, my obstacle is so bad. And then there's somebody who has it worse, or somebody wishes that they were in your position. Now you look at that and you say, you know what, I can change this and I can turn this into an opportunity. And when you can turn that into somebody who else is in your situation, you can help them get out of it faster. You can help them get out of it more efficiently, better, all these things. Bill shares his stories. I share my story. All these things are a lot of times while we're going through it, we never thought they would be opportunities. But now as you go through these obstacles, we look at them as opportunities. We're dealing with opportunities on a daily basis and not obstacles. Why wait till after the obstacle has been overcome and completed to look at them as opportunities? And why not start looking at them as opportunities now? If you take the three tips that I've just given you and you start applying them to the obstacles that are currently in your life, you could start to change the perspective, to start looking at them as opportunities now instead of just obstacles. Take control of that conscious mind. You make the opportunities happen. You're the one that is able to grow from it. And if we do this, we all grow together. So let's go over these three things one more time. We'll go ahead and get started for the week. So the first thing is slow down. Number two, be grateful and give thanks in all situations. And number three, help others. It's as simple as that. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay blessed.